Vayter in Shas, we are in above Metzia Davayin Zayin, picking up the top of the page, third line, V'yama Rava, Haiman Dolgir Ogir Ladavla. Let's say someone goes ahead and hires people to draw water in order to go ahead and irrigate his field. Rashi says, Lahashko Sados, to go on to feed, to drink his field. V'asa Mitra, then what happens is before they get there, there's a major rain. Rashi says, V'hishko Sa, V'hana Tzricha Ladavla. They don't need the guy anymore, you don't need him to go and water the field. Say to the Polim, that's the Polim, they lose out. Because you know what? That's not the work, the Balabais' problem, the fact that it rained. And you as a worker know that it could happen, so you took that risk. Also, Nair, but let's say the river came and they overflowed. Rashi's Gadol Nair, Va'olav Nichnas B'Charis, and it goes in Asuin Besada, it fills up all the ditches over there on my head. He shows to Ve'ena Tzvichel Davla, you don't need to go in water anymore. Say the Balabais, and the owner loses out. Rashi says, the Polim Ena Yodim, but Minig Sadeo, they don't know how his field works, and what the Minig of the Sadeo, Shei Nair, Ola Laskosa, Achu Yoda. The worker didn't know, but the Balabais did know that's the din. That situation that happens. V'yayiv luka pol batel bagin the gar, therefore you have to give him like a pol batel. Next, v'amarava, haiman dolgir aguri l'davah, someone who's hired workers to pull out water in order to go ahead and feed the field, to water the field. Opasik nar b'palgad yomen, and the river comes, the river that they were working in, it stops. Opasik nar b'palgad yomen, in the middle of the day, right in the midday. Mitten day, Rashi says, Shemi menu mashka, that's where they're getting the water from. Elo of a deposit, if it's not a normal thing to happen, then say to the poem lose out, because why should the Balabais lose out? Of a deposit, but if it's a place where it makes sense that it stops, and Ibn Masa, if they live in that particular town and they know that, then therefore say to the poem, you took their risk, you knew that it could happen. Labin Masa, but if they're not from that town, then say to the Balabais loses out, and he has to continue, he has to pay them. Viyamarava, Haima Dagar, I'll go read Lavidatov, someone hires workers to go out to do particular work, and v'shalom avidatim b'palgad yomen, he finished the work in the middle of the day. So like, you know, they hired them for that day to do work, but it didn't say particular work that they're doing, and now they finished halfway through. This is known as a per diem, you get paid per day. If he has work that's easier than it, Yahweh, they can give it to him. Inami to cover some of Mafkid Lahu, or if it's like the same type of work he was doing, you can go and command him to do it. But if it's more difficult, you can't command him to do that. And he has to allow them to go out and not work over there, and he has to give them full cash money. In fact, where am I? Why do you got to pay him the full amount? Why don't they pay him like a Paul Batel? Says the Gemara, Kikama Rava, Bachlushid Mechosa. The law of the Chalshi, in a chinami. Normally you would pay like a Paul Bato, but these particular people, these were like porters, they were workers, they were like movers, you know, there was like picking up washing machines and things like that, and therefore for them to be working is good because it keeps their body strong and it keeps you able to continue work. But if they don't work, then they're actually losing out. The Paul Bato shtick goes because you're not really working, you know, you're gaining from the fact that you're not working, so they pay you a drop less. But here they're not gaining, they're losing if they do that, therefore they have to pay them the full amount. Blast back on the Gemara of Ayin Vav Omabez, and we're going back to this idea, we'll see in a minute. Amar Mar. We evaluate what they do. We're talking about a case of, let's say, people, the workers, they stop mid-job. They're like, you know what? We're not doing it anymore. So what do we say? Tanakhama said that we evaluate Shabin Lahem as Mashalso, what they did. Case that has it work. If the price of the work went up, well, let's take one stack, but remember what the case was. The case was that we're dealing with is that they said that they're going to do this work, and they do it for two sela. Two sela is 8 dinar. And then after they did half of the job, they stopped. So now they should get, let's say, 4 dinar. But what problem is that when the time they stopped, the price of labor goes up. So instead of being 8 dinar, it's now more than that. So it'd be like 4 dinar per half hour. It comes out now that it's going to be 6 dinar per half hour. It goes up to 12 dinar for the hour. And or for the day, whatever, for the job, in order to finish off, he has to pay more. So the Tanakhama says that the worker can't, the boss can't hold back any of the first worker's stuff in order to have to pay for the extra stuff that goes on over there. In other words, let's say you know you still pay him his 4. So now, he still gives him 1 sela, which is 4 dinar, and then he just pays the other guy the 6. So it seems to say that he holds that the Yad Polim, they have the upper hand. I said I'll work for you for $8 for the day, and now it turns out that I did half the day, I get $4. Doesn't matter if the other half of the day went up or didn't. Yad Polim, the only Rashi says, Vafilu hu chozebo, the ochalasa, he came back out. The Chesivik, it says, Ki avodayhem, v'lo avodim la'avodim. V'mehacha yalef la'beper, kamen t'kidush, and we learn that guy came back out in the middle of the day. Oh, Yigmaru Melech to Yitul Shtei Slayim. Or if he wants, he can only get finished off the job and they get the full amount. They get the two slayim, which is the eighth dinner. Pshita Zagimar, obviously, if they finish off, they get the full amount. What are you telling me? Lo Tzvicha Di Yakar Vedita. We're talking about where the value went up to more. And now don't think that if it was eight dinar in total, if you did half it, it's four. And then the second half goes up to be, now it's 16 for the second half, that they should get a total of 10. And he says, no, you just get your 18. And then the workers, they backed out from the job and they'll go do somewhere else. You know, I worked half the day, I got my four, and maybe I'll get another half day work at six. It's worth it for me. And he comes along, he says, no, he's my Pfizer. He says, please, please come back. About the time you would have thought. So now the workers can say, when you appease us to come back, it's because we thought you were going to give us more money. You're going to pay us a six. You can say back. I would give you food and drink while you're working, but I'm not going to go and give you more money, and therefore they don't have to pay more. This is the last part of the Tanakhama Sin. It said, Selah, no Selim Selah. If the price now that he worked at is worth a Selah, then he gives him one Selah for the half work that they did. It says, Gwar Pshita. Obviously, they're going to get a Selah. Why would you think that they shouldn't get their Selah? Says Rashi, Pshita dim Selah yafe ma sha'asu nosin lahem Selah ela ma yitin. The guy was hired for a two Selah day. He does half. The work is half a day for Selah. It's like, what's the thing? Says Gemara, lo tzricha dezol avidite meikara. When does he need to use? Where the labor is less when it started. In other words, the going rate to hire someone was a low going rate. It was a very low minimum wage. Rashi says, kishisachra na yapolen. Paul and Bezol, you can get people for very cheap. And he wanted them to come work for them. So what does he do? He says, oh, I have an offer. You can't refuse. He says, I'm going to pay you more than the going rate. And he hires them for an extra zuz. And that is, what does he say? He agreed to pay them two selah for the job, right? Or, like we said, four zuz for half of each, you know, of it. And the regular rate was only three zuz for each half of the job. It would have been six in total. And he says he's going to give them extra, so they're going to work out more. But then what happened is, the value actually went up. Rashi says, it goes up a zuz. Sheshar polim yitlu alav selah, that the rest of them end up getting a selah. And the going rate now goes up to an extra zuz, which is exactly what he was paying them. So now the tema amalei tfei zuzah amartlan, that the workers can tell the boss, hey, you told us you're going to give an extra zuz, tfei zuzah havlan. So give us an extra zuz like you told us, right? More than they're going right now. Kamash malan, damalu, that the Tana says back to him, that hey, he could say to them that ki amri lechu tfei zuzah, when I told you that I'm going to give extra zuz, the lava kim lechu. That was when you weren't certain that you're going to be able to get jobs, that they're really worth it. When I have an extra zuz, I saw that's at least worth it for you. Rosh says, lo yisim yodim, shituru uyim lito sela, v'ani mikach haya efshi, like I'm not guaranteeing you this amount over here. Hashta kim lechu, but if I was hiring you now, I wouldn't have asked you an extra zuz, because now your father is going to get the amount that you want, so I don't have to pay you extra. I don't have to pay you more than what's going on now, more than the going rate is. Rabbi Dosa Omer. We're talking about now you have a guy who's a worker, and he doesn't want to go finish off the job. If Dosa says, Shama lehem es ma sha'asu, so we evaluate all that needs left to be done, and that's how you take off from the amount that they work. So if there's another 50% has to be done, we deduct 50%, 60%, 60%, 40%, 40%. Hayafa shisha dinarim, let's say lamashal, that the job right now, it needs to be finished, it's going to cost six dinar. The no salim shekel, then you give him a shekel, which is two dinar. Because right, remember, what we said is that originally they hired them for eight. And now, let's say it goes up that the value, the amount, it was going to be two selim in a pay, which is eight dinar. And now, what Rav Dosa is saying, that let's say the cost of the labor goes up, and now it's going to cost six in order to finish off instead of four. Then what do you do? You backed out of here. It's your problem now. that you're only going to pay two dinar for that half job, even though you would have gotten four if you would have continued. So now I don't have to pay more money. Now says Gemara, Kasavar Yad Paul Ala Tachtona. Kim Tachois, it comes out that Yad Paulim is Ala Tachtona, that he's actually ends up being on the lower, he loses out. Oh, Yigbu Malachtim, Yitul Shay Salmo, you can go in and finish off the job and get all their full pay. Says Gemara, Pshita, obviously, if they go in and finish the job, they're going to get the full pay. So what are you telling us? Lotzricha Dezala Vidita. What we're talking about are cases where the cost of labor went down since you started. Vema Balabayas, and the Balabayas, I don't want to keep paying you at the original rate because I can get people for cheaper now. Va'alzapolim upaisu, and they came along, the workers said they appeased him. No, let me finish the job. I don't tell me, you would have thought, Matsi Amalu, then the Balabayas cannot say to the workers, I will let you finish the job with understanding that you're going to go down on how much you're charging me. No. We did it with that we're going to do great work for you, but now that we're going to give you less pay. This is like the flip of the other case. Well, that's a flip. It's the other side. The one with the workers said, no. Keeping when the rate went up, they wanted to get a better job, and they kept working for him. He says, no, I meant to give you food and drink, not to give you more money. And here they said, no, we're going to do a great job, not to take any less money. Sella. If right now the value of labor is a sella, no sem sella, give me a sella. So as the Gemara, Pshita, obviously you get a sella. Why should they get any less of a sella? Right? So if the Balabayas can hire other people at the same one as the first rate, meaning a sella for the second half of the job, obviously he's going to have to go and pay the first workers who backed out that amount. So why was it even tell us this? Amar, really, we're talking about a case. The original going rate was 2 sella and 2 zuz, which is 10 zuz, 10, hold on, gosh, it was there. Right, 2 sella and 2 zuz. Half the job would be 1 sella and a zuz. And they said, when they did it, they said, we'll just do it for 2 sella. So they said each half of the job is going to be less 1 zuz. Lotzich dezil unu gabe zuzah meikara, ulusov zala vidita. In the end, when he comes along and he wants to stop them working, the cost of labor went down. Then now the going rate is a zuz less than the original one, which is exactly what they were taking. So Matatama, you would have thought, butzir zuz amisa le, the boss can say, you said you're going to take 1 zuz less than the going rate. Butzir zuz yavnalu, therefore that's what I'm going to give you. Which ends up being exactly what it is. I'm going to give you a zuz less than the current going rate, which is now you're going to end up 2 zuz less than 2 sella. This is same as, again, this is the other side of the discussion right before of when it went up in price. And he said, I'll give you 1 more zuz than it. And so the Balabayas can say back, no. Sorry, the Kamash Malan, the workers can say, Ki Amirim Lacha, the Babatsi Zuzu will take 1 zuz less, to Lave Kimlach. That's when you weren't clear that, there's workers. And therefore, we say, we'll take less for you to hire us. But Hashta Kimlach, now that you we said, of course you would have hired for that, therefore you got to give it to us. Rashi says, EF Shinir Bepachos Mikain, Shahare Besela Nisratzis. You said you're good with that rate. Amar Rav, Alachi Rav Dosa. Rav says, Alachi is like Rav Dosa, that when a guy backs out, when the worker backs out, after he starts the job, they have Yodo Ala Tachtona. He loses out. Says the Gemara, Mi Amar Rav Hachi's really said, if Amar Rav Paul, Yachal, Yachal, Sabah, Afil, Bechatzay Yom. A guy can back out even in the middle of the day, and he's not going to lose out. So how can you say that it's Ala Tachtona, that he's going to get fined for this, that he's going to lose out? Says the Gemara, Vichitem, if you want to say, Shani, Lei, Rabbi Dosa ben Schirus lekablanus, maybe he makes a difference between Schirus is when you hire someone for X amount of time, lekablanus to do a particular job, that is that only workers hired for the job are going to lose out, or tachtona, but if you're hired by the day, you're not going to lose out. Misha need lay, does he really say it's different? But time went to the Braisa. Hasocher is a Paul, someone hires a worker. V'lechatzi yom shamashem yisal meis, and he hears that what happened in the middle of the day, there somebody died, and if he has to go, he has to stop. He has to go, be an avel oshal chasad chamor. He got a fever, and therefore he can't keep going. Isachar, who, if he's hired by the day, he's a day per diem. Beep, turn the page. Ayin zayin mabuz nosel schar. Then he gives him his normal wage, half day. He doesn't. There's no knas or anything like that. He gets what he gets. E kablonu. But if he's a kablon, nosel kablonu. So that he gives him the his fee, exactly what he did over there. Now, Mani, who is this? Elim Rabbanon, if you want to say this goes going to Shir Rabbanon, notice that they're saying that both of those are going to be the same. Elim Rabbanon, than the Tanakhama of the earlier Baisa. What are you talking about? He heard that somebody died. There was a fever. The onus, which are cases of onus, and he couldn't help himself. He had to stop. Kilo onus nami. Even if he wouldn't be an onus, he wanted to stop himself. They would also say that he doesn't get a kenas. They say that Yad Pol is on the top. So clearly, this Braisa can't be talking about the Tanakhama because it's talking about particularly a case when there's an onus. It must be Rabbi Dosa, who that is, that's that Braisa over there. And yet it says that they are the same. We learn that the Lo Shani Le Rabbi Dosa, there's no difference in the two of them, and therefore he holds that if either type of this worker stops his job for whatever reason he wants, he's Yad Ala Tachtona. And what Rav says, therefore, doesn't make sense because he passes like Rav Dosa, but on the other hand, he also says that they can pull out without any loss. Rav Dosa is saying that there should be some sort of loss. As Gemara, Rav Yitzchak ben Nachman Yitzchak, really, Rav Dosa does make a distinction between these two types of workers, a schiris and a poel, a schiris and a kablanis, and that he says that a worker that's hired by the day doesn't lose out. Bedavra avud, but what's pshat that the second brisa says that both of them are going to get a knas? Because we're talking about a davra avud. That is when you stop the work, it's going to ruin the thing over there. Vadivra kol, and that goes according to everyone, Tanakama and Rabbi Dosa, and therefore this we worked it out. We ain't got no contradiction anymore. Now, what comes out from this is the fact that we do see a distinction there. Rav Dosa is only someone who is who's hired for the job, a kablonus, and he stops, but not somebody who is a schir yom, a day worker, a per diem. So now the Gemara is really a true tanam. We looked at a mishnah earlier, defined vav, kol mishana, anyone who changes from that which was yod al tachtona, he's on the lower hand. V'chol achozer bo, that's talking about the worker, right? So he should be losing out. V'chol achozer bo, anyone who backs out yod al tachtona, he has the lower hand. And that is if the boss like stops the work, bish lamakom hashana yadol tachtona. Okay, makes sense that any worker backs out, he's going to lose out the stam lon tana Rabbi Yehuda, because we know stam tana goes like Rabbi Yehuda, and says Rashi pluktayo beperka gozel eitzim levtzol lo adom itzav shachar. Like if you hire him to do it red, to dye it red, and he dyes it black, we're going to bring it again. Dafayin chesma beis, says Rashi. So that the Mishnah says, or Meir Yehuda have a machlokas about compensation that the worker has to give, the boss has to give the worker who dyed the wool the wrong color. According to Yehuda, he has to pay the worker either the amount of the expenses or the amount that it went up in value, whichever ended up being less. According to Meir, the amount is based on the there's a different zach points. We're going to review there. So when it says that the worker who changes, who's some sort of deviation, has a lower hand, the Tana of our Mishnah is going stam, which goes to Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, the lecha goes like him. So stam Rabbi Yehuda. Elakola chozer bo yod al tachtona. But look at the next part of the Mishnah, which says that whoever backs out his hands on the bottom. L'sui mai. What's that coming to include? Lav l'sui poel. Isn't that coming to include, isn't there a poel, a worker who's a hired worker by the day, that even that person is ala tachtona, if he stops his work and therefore he should lose out? Ukedu Rav Dosa. And this Mishnah must go like Rav Dosa. We see Rav Dosa says the Kenas is not only on a kablonus, but even on a schir yom. Says the Gemara, ela Rav Dosa, tarti kamar. He actually says two things, and he says that a worker that's hired on kablonis for the job to get the job done, and someone's hired by the day, both of them get a knas if they stop their work. For Rav, someone looking for a sebechada, and Rav holds like him in one of these dinim, right? The one about a worker who's hired for the job, and he argues with him and the other one. So he's not saying that Lacha goes with Rav Dosa in both cases. He just says that Rav Dosa holds up both of them get penalized, but Rav only paskins like with one of them, and that is kablonis, but when it comes to his scary. Another answer is, anyone who backs out, they lose. They're on the lower hand. And what is that going on? Licha de Tanya. That's going to the following brisa. It's not actually talking about a schir yom or kablana. It's not talking about a schir yom, a day worker. Licha de Tanya, like we learned in a brisa. It's talking about someone who backs out. Like we learned in a brisa the following: Kol achozer bo ketzad. What was the case? We said anyone who backs out, he is the lower hand. Harish amacher sada lechaver ba'elav zuz. Let's say you go out, you sell a field to your friend for 1,000 zuz. V'nasa lomos mehen matayim zuz. And the buyer comes and gives a down payment of 200 zuz out of the 1,000 zuz, and then they back out. Oh, what's going to be the din in such a case? Bisman shemochi chozabar. Are you talking about the seller backs out? Yad lokech al yona. The buyer has the upper hand. Rotsa omelo tainli maosai. If he wants, he could say to the seller, give me back my money. Oh, tainli karka keneg maosai. Or give me land that's equal to it. Right? That could go through. Meheicha and magbio. From where does the seller pay? Mina idis, he pays him from the best part of the land. And at the time that the buyer goes and backs out, yad mochel yon, he has upper hand. If you want, you can say, okay, so here's your money back. Or here's karka instead. What does he give from? Mina ziboris, from the chrefti land, from the worst land over here. That's what our Mishnah was talking about. It's talking about whoever backs out as a lower hand. It's talking about the case of this land sale that we said, the sale of land. It says, more, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, melamdin osan shalo yachzer. We teach them to not back out. We don't want to get into this problem over here, so what we do is we teach them to behave a certain way that they're not going to be able to back out. Case that house, so kosev lo, the seller should write a shtar for the buyer that says, Ani ploni ben ploni, machayti sada ploni de ploni is leploni ba'alef zos. I sold it to him for 1,000 zos. V'nasalim ha'beham, masayim zos, he gave it for them 200 zos. V'harini no shabo, ches meo zos, and I have a debt on him. In other words, like he now owes to me 800 zos. This is the remainder he has to give to him. It became a loan. Kana, in such a case, it's full-on belongs to him. Maxilo, Sashar, Filach, Kamashanim, and he has to pay the seller the rest of the money even after many years. You have to go, you got to pay up. Now, Omer Mar, Mehecha Magbio. From where, which land do you have to give, does the seller have to give the buyer? Min ha'idis, that's like assuming that he backs out of it. He has to give him from the best. Kasaka daidach me'idis din nechasav. You would have thought that it means that the buyer could take from the seller's best stuff. Rashi says, "The shiner chasav shim yeshlo karka yafa mizu yitol ba b'shava matayim." If he has a nicer land, let's say 10 lands around the world, 10 pieces of land, and he bought land A, that's the thing that he can go to B and take from that. That's what we would think to say. So the Gemara says, "V'lo yeh ela balchov." But the buyer is no more than a balchov. Utanana, we learned in Gittin that the Mishnah balchov dino kebeinus. The balchov is dinus with the beinus. So why is it that he's getting idis the best? Then furthermore, ha arid the yoiv zuze. Why can the seller not pay the buyer with this piece of land that he already paid? No matter what the quality of the land is, what does it make a difference? Arunachmi is like me'idah sheba. No, all it meant is like we probably thought originally. It meant that when it says that the buyer can go take this, it means from the best of that particular land that he was going to buy. It means zibur sheba. When it says the opposite, that the buyer backs out, then he can go and give him from the worst of it. He says, I feel you can even say it means the best of his properties. Stam man dezavin arab alfa zuze, because generally speaking, one who buys land for 1,000 zuz, ozule mozil mezabin nechasav. He sold his other stuff at a lower price in order to get the money to go and buy this. V'havalei kenizak, and therefore he's like a nizak, like a person who got damaged. Utanan, and we looked in this in the same daf over the same mishnah over there, mishnah in Gittin. Same daf, right? That hanizakin shavanam beidis, those who got damaged who lose out, then we work it out, and they're able to take from idis, from the top of the top. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, so we teach them how to not back out, how to not mess this up. Ketzad Kosev Lani Poloni Ben Poloni, etc. And now I have 800 loan on him. Time in the Kosev Lehachi. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that the reason why the whole land is acquired is because he wrote this over here, that the other stuff becomes like a loan. Halo Kosev Achi Lo Karni. If he hadn't written this, it wouldn't be Karni. Really? Vatanya. But we learned in a Braisa, I know saying Eiravon Lechavero. If somebody, let's say I go to you and I say I'm going to buy something. But then I don't buy it, but I give you a deposit, right? I give you an Eiravon. A security. I give you something that's valuable in order to make it happen. And, you know, if you back out, it's going to be a problem. Varmalo, and I say, imani chozer be, if I back out, ervoni machalach, then what I'm giving here is to you, it's machal to you. You got to keep it, right? Anos and ervon the chaver, we also saw this. Where did we see this? We saw this earlier. Mem chesem abeis. Anos and ervon the chaver, varmalo, imani chozer be, if I back out, ervoni machalach to you. Vahalo, omani, the other one says, imani chozer be, if I back out, epo lecha ervon. I'm going to pay you double. I'm going to double up that which you left by me. Niskayim atanoim. This is a miskayim. And the Rabbi Yossi, it's like Rabbi Yossi. So now it's like Rabbi Yossi, the Tamei, Rabbi Yossi goes according to his own logic, the Amar Asmachta Kani. He says, Asmachta is Kone. The person says, I'm going to do this, and I'll give you, if I mess you over, I'm going to double it up or triple up or whatever. It's Kani. And so that's what he holds like. Rabbi Huda says, Dayo Sheyikna Keneged Ervono. It's enough at the buyer that he acquires part of the stuff, of the property, equal to that which he left over as a security. In other words, it's machto lo kanya, and therefore he backs out. He doesn't give up that which he left over there. I'll give you my boat, if it, whatever. But if the seller reneges, he doesn't pay double the thing either. But even though it was given to this idea, it's assumed that he intends it also as a payment for part of the actual value of whatever it is, the value of the field that's equal to it. Therefore, neither of them can back out on the amount of the thing that's equal to it, but they can back out on the rest of it. When is this said? Right, Rabbi Huda had said that the buyer gets only equal to that which he had given. When the buyer says to the seller, "Ervoni yikon, my security shall acquire." In other words, it's acquiring through this. If a machel or sada be'elav zuz, but let's say he sells you have this guy selling a field for 1,000 zuz, and the buyer gave him 500 zuz. Right, it's given as a partial payment. It's not given as a security. Rashi says, "Nasal b'toras tchilas piron havelu ashar malva alai malva alav kana." Then he acquires it. Umachzulo is ashar filach hakamishanim. They used to give him the rest of it even after many years. Rashi says, "Filach hakamishanim." Yeah, okay, that's what the Gemara says. Now we have ourselves a bit of a problem. Question mark. Why? Because right here in this price, Rabbi Shigum Liel is saying that a little bit of a payment to finalizes and close it off, and the rest of it is considered like a loan. But in the price that he said earlier, what does he say? The Mashmos says that the entire purchase, entire sale is secured only if he says it straight up, that the rest of it is a loan. That's where Lokasha. How to go Ayel Venafik Azuze. And how the Lokayel Venafik Azuze. When is it so that the entire purchase isn't finished off unless the one selling it says straight up that the rest of the stuff is a loan? That's talking about where the seller goes in and out in order to get the money, right? After he goes in and out after the buyer in order to get it, you know, what he's owed. Since he's showing that he's not going to sell it without getting the money right away, it's not finished unless he says straight out that the rest of it's alone. Coming in and out, as you say, he was coming chasing the guy over here. And since he's willing to sell it to him, even without getting the rest of the stuff, then it's finished right away. If someone goes and sells somebody something, but he didn't get the money right away. Because he's going in and out to get the money. Lo kani, it's not considered bought. Lo kani, but if he's not going in and out for it, then kani, then we say that the guy's comfortable with it. He considers like it's a done deal. It is sold. A case where someone lent 100 zuz to his friend, upari zuzah zuzah, and the borrower, we paid him one zuz at a time, pay or whatever. It's considered he's paying him back. That's good. Ella de Isle Taromas Gabe, but the lender, he can, you know, complain against this guy. Darmalay, because the lender can say, Afsadatinhu Minai, you're causing me to lose out. You're causing me to lose here like 100 zuz. Why? Because every time he gives him a zuz, he buys himself a soda or something like that. Point is that if he had 100 zuz, he can go buy something with it. But now he's paying one by one. He's not saving it in a box over here, and therefore he's ended up losing out because of the way he did it. But he's allowed to do such a thing. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.